Psalm 104 and verse number 16. We'll do something probably we've never done here, at least while I've been here, and I just want to read the first part of the verse. I'd like for us to read it together. Verse number 16, ready? The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would help us this morning. God, I thank you for these that have gathered. Lord, I'd ask a favor of you. Lord, I know you know all things, and you have your perfect will to be done. Lord, I pray these folks came out today and faithful to the house of the Lord. I know some were not able to be here. Lord, I'd pray that you'd hold off the weather, hold off the storms, and Lord, until we have time to look toward you, which comes our help, Lord, pause and worship you in spirit and in truth. I pray that you'd do that for us. Now, the words that we've read in the Bible today, I pray when we leave, God, that by the time the message is over, Lord, it won't be anything that I've said that will help anybody, but Lord, you will say something that'll help somebody today. And Lord, I thank you for what you're already going to do now. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Psalm 104, verse number 16. The first part of that verse says, the trees of the Lord are full of sap. I got to thinking, hey, Easter was last weekend, Resurrection Sunday. We had over 500 people in this building somewhere, whether they was watching on the television in other classrooms or whether they were in here. Thank the Lord for that. But today is not what we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, but I will go on record and say this, he's still alive and well. There may not be any candy. There may not be any family's get-togethering here in just a few minutes, but I can tell you this, he's still alive and well. I got to looking, driving around last few weeks, starting to look, and the trees are starting to bloom and to blossom. And I run across this verse, the trees of the Lord are full of sap. And then I got to wondering, I don't think there's anything in the Bible that's just there to take up space. I think everything's in there for a reason. Yeah. And the trees of the Lord, who are the trees? And I got to look at Psalm chapter 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. About verse 3 says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So the Bible says, in all actuality, I'm looking at a bunch of trees this morning. And I'm hoping you're trees of the Lord. Preposition of, that belong to the Lord. You've got some big trees. Got some little trees. You've got some trees that are attractive. Some that are not so attractive. What was that? Jesus healed that blind man. And in the midst, the blind man said this. He says, I see men walking as trees. Well, I think we've established who the trees are. Sap, full of sap. What is this sap that runs through the trees of the Lord? Well, I can tell you this. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine. Where's the next says? But be ye filled with the Spirit of God. So if we're trees of the Lord here this morning, and we're supposed to be, and we're supposed to be full of sap, then we're supposed to be full of the Holy Spirit of God inside. Now, just to go on record, I am a Baptist. But I am not scared of the word Holy Ghost. I believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. God the Father thought it, the Son bought it, the Holy Spirit wrought it, the Bible taught it, and the devil fought it, and thank the Lord I got it. Hallelujah. I mean, listen, I believe I've never touched God the Father with my hands. I've never been able, and he's never touched me with his hands. And the Son, Jesus Christ, walked through this earth, and those disciples got to handle him and feel him and touch him. That's never happened to me. But there's a third member of that Trinity. When I got saved, moved in on side of me, he touched me. I can touch him. I can feel when the sap starts arising. And sometime when the sap starts arising and the tree gets full, every now and then you'll go, woo! Some of you want to, you're just scared. You think somebody might think you Pentecostal or something. And so that sap starts to rise and then the tree gets full and we start singing some of the songs, the only man-made thing in heaven with the scars in the hands. Woo, hallelujah. Now, some people don't act the same. I mean, some people, when they get full, they go, you know, they'll shout, and some of these people act crazy. Well, them people act crazy. But some people, when they get full, it's the sap starts leaking out their eyes. Amen. Everybody don't act the same when they get full. Some people get happy. Some people, the sap starts leaking out their eyes. Can I say this? Some of you that have been around some of those sappy trees, you ever get sap on you, it ain't coming off. Hallelujah. Hey, you ever get a dose of sap, it ain't coming off. Some of you look like it's done wore off. Somebody said, what are you going to title this message? Well, I got to thinking, the trees of the Lord are full of sap. And I got to thinking, what do you title a message like this? And I thought about titling it this: are you a bunch of sap suckers? Sap is the life of the tree. It's the blood of the tree that flows through that tree, that makes that tree grow and makes that tree live. You need the sap of the Holy Spirit of God to flow through you. Amen. You need to have some deep roots in the ground. Deep roots in the ground. Trees of the Lord are full of sap, and I believe the Holy Spirit is not somebody we need to use as a toy, but my friend, I think we need to let the Holy Spirit use us. A lot of people say, we need more of the Spirit, more of the Spirit. Oh, we got to have more of the Spirit, more of the Spirit, more of the Spirit. Can I just suggest something to you? When you got saved, you got all the Holy Spirit you needed. Here's the real question. Since you've been saved, how much of you does the Holy Spirit have? You don't need to ask for more of the Holy Spirit, more of the Holy Spirit, more of the Holy Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. And when you got saved, you didn't get it 6 months after you got saved. You got it when you got saved. He that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. I can tell you this. That sap starts flowing through there. And listen, he needs more of us, more control to flow and to go wherever he wants to. I got just about 3 points, and I'll be honest. I got this sermon from a fellow that, I don't even know if he's saved. But I got to reading about what he said about trees. And I said, well, that sounds pretty good. We'll just make a message out of it. So I'll tell you what he said. Number one, he said the sap heals the scars of the tree. The sap that rolls through that tree heals the scars of the tree. The Holy Spirit of God is a healing agent for what's wrong with us. I don't know about y'all. I'll be honest with you. I think everybody in here, I know some of you. You look good, you smell good this morning, but everybody in here has something wrong with them. Now listen, don't make me ask your wife. Don't make me ask your husband to come up here and testify. Don't make me ask the kids to come up here and tell us what they heard in the car on the way to church. Everybody in here has got something wrong with them. Everybody in here has been scarred by different things in life. Let me tell you something. There's something on the inside of you called the Holy Spirit of God that when there's a scar in that tree, there's something on that tree that says, we need a little help up here on this limb. We need a little help. Could you send a little sap this direction and start healing process of the scars that caused by the elements of the world? Scars happen to everybody. Everybody has been scarred by something. And this botanist that I read, bro, he gave me three different things. He already had alliterated. I didn't have to do nothing. He gave me a three-point alliteration about scars. Number one, he said the sap heals the wounds caused by pests. Pests that get under the bark of the tree and begin to agitate and irritate. Please don't look to your right or your left. How many of you have ever been bothered by pest? And the pest of the world has got under your skin. Anybody want to testify? The Lord says yes, amen. Pest. Little bitty bugs, a little bitty rumor, just a little bitty gossip gets people out of church. A little bug will get somebody out of church. All churches have pests in them. You can't say, well, I'm going to another church. Well, you get there, they got pests there too. You can't get away from pest. You can't get away from those things that get under. And this botanist says when a pest gets under that tree, whatever they call them little things, it got up under pine beetles is what he said, got up under there and caused a little ruckus and a little irritation in that tree. He said the tree sent a signal down to the root, said, hey, can you send a little sap up here? You know what we do on Sunday morning? Sometime you say, what, preacher, what do I need to do about people that just agitate the stew out of me and people that get under my skin? You need to get right down here. You need to get right down here and say, Lord, would you please send a little sap this direction? I need a little help with this situation. I don't know how to handle it by myself. I need you to send a little healing agent this way. The sap heals the scars from the tree caused by pests. That's what he said. I got this from another man. And this is what he said. Number two, he said this. He said the sap heals the wounds caused by pollutions. I think we call it in the church world, we call it sin. There's sin that gets in and sin that starts polluting an area. Sin. Hey, my friend, if you don't get rid of that sin, if you don't get taken care of, if you don't get it out of your tree, it'll affect the growth of your tree. It'll stunt the growth of your tree. You won't produce fruit. You won't produce any fruit whatsoever. And people will be able to tell where the sap is going in that tree. Thank God for a church. Thank God for a church. I'm sure there's a bunch of them in Dyer County. We're not trying to say we're the only thing in town, but I am telling you this. Thank the Lord for a church that will stand up and won't worry about politics or won't worry about who's going to offend who or this, that, and the other. We just going to preach, thus saith the Lord. We preach against sin. Why? Because we don't want it to affect in your tree.
Right. Amen.
Conviction. Conviction's not only just something that shows up before you get saved. Conviction shows up after you get saved. When you got saved, it's like when you got saved, there was a built-in metal detector that came in. I used to work in the court system there in Jackson, Madison County, and I would work in the juvenile court over there. And boy, we'd run through there, and we'd get them people, we'd check the purses and all this. We'd run them down, empty your pockets, here we go, run through the metal detector. And if they had anything on them, they run through the metal detector, boop, 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 boop. Sir, you got to come back a bit. You know, is there anything else? Your belt, anything else? Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm run through again. Maybe it messed up. We got a problem somewhere. He's hiding something.
Yeah.
When you got saved, after you got saved and you did something you wasn't supposed to do, there should have been something on the inside go. And then you come to church on Sunday, you're like, okay. Okay, empty. I got to empty. Lord, I'm sorry. I empty my, well, I can't take that out, but, he go through there on Sunday morning, preacher be preaching. Why? Because there's something affecting your tree, and the Holy Spirit, the sap's going, there's something wrong here, Fix it. But I will tell you what I have found. Sometime we work in that metal detector, it's just picking up everything. It's just too sensitive.
Yeah.
So we reach up there and turn the sensitivity level down so it wouldn't pick up everything. It'll let some stuff slide. Woo! So us Christians have learned how to turn the sensitivity level down to where when we go through, it don't beep as sensitive. It was like, oh, man, I'm good. I did good. I passed. I thought I had the right message. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. But I got to hurry because this is just the first point. The first point's got three sub-points. It's the scars that's caused by pest, the scars that's caused by pollution, and number three, scars that are healed from pruning, from pest, pollution, and from pruning. You say, what causes pruning? Well, sometimes limbs, you've seen limbs when a storm comes through, limbs fall out of that tree, dead limbs that hadn't had any sap up there in a long time. The winds will blow them, the dead limbs out of that tree. And after a storm, we have to spend half a day out there picking up limbs that have blown up from that tree. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when the owner of the tree says, you know what? That tree is getting just a little too big. That tree is just getting just a little too big for his britches. That tree right there needs to be cut down to size. And so the husbandman of the vineyard goes through there and he'll take him clippers and start clipping off limbs that don't need to be there. Well, when you get saved, sometime the Holy Spirit comes through there. God says, let me get my clippers. That right there don't need to be in your life. Right there don't need to be in your life. And the tree's going, oh, oh, you're killing me. I don't need to be in your life. Hush, get somewhere and sit down. It'll make you better in the long run. Hush. That's a sorry attitude right there. You don't need that in your life. Let me get that attitude out there. You hadn't smiled. You ain't laughed about nothing in 6 months. Let me get that off of you. What happens, that tree begins to get these limbs. Have you ever heard the sap sucker? You sap sucker, you. Well, them limbs, they're freeloaders. They come on there. They don't want to produce a. They just want to suck all the sap away from the tree. I know it's nobody in here. It's people at other churches. They want to suck the sap. But what God wants to do, he wants to downsize. As trees get too big, and he knows what it needs. He knows what that tree needs to be cut off. And the things that you don't need in your life, like a sorry attitude. And the sap sucker limbs will steal your joy, will rob you of your peace. It rob you of your testimony. sap suckers. Are you a sap sucker? It's the Lord. Hey, sometimes we get to looking at other people. Say, Lord, man, Lord, look at all them limbs laying out of the tree. I'm talking about, my good. Lord must be really mad at them. Be careful. Be careful. Because the Lord may be cutting limbs off of them to make them better. And all it's doing it to you is making you bitter. It's always best just to tend to your own tree. Let God tend to everybody, and you just tend to your own tree. And worry about the sap in your tree. And don't worry about what God decides to do with somebody else's tree. Woo! Look, they say when this pruning starts, there's a signal. Cut off a limb. There's a signal that's sent. And the sap pulls from the bottom, goes all through that tree, and it runs to that pruned area and starts sealing that thing off where it can grow again. Some of you may need to get down here and say, Lord, I know you're cutting some things off my life, but it sure does hurt. I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through, but Lord, I wish you'd send some sap up this direction. I need some healing in this area. I need some help in this area. I can't do it by myself.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, the sap. You know what they tell me? Some of you, I got to hurry. It's just the first point. But I can tell you, some of you, do a little fencing. Sometime you'll run up on you, put a post there, and it's right up against a tree. Everybody know what up against a tree is? And you either screw or nail, and you go all the way through to that tree and attach it to the tree. That nail goes in that tree. That screw goes into that tree. There's a signal that's sent when a nail goes in there. That sap comes up around where that nail is. It'll make it the strongest part of the tree. The tree that's been affected by scars. Those areas are the ones that'll make you break your hydraulic splitter you got from Lowe's. You ever chop wood and you come up on a hard spot? That's a place that tree has encountered, and the sap has done run around that thing and made a good, strong part of that tree. It'll make you stronger in the end. Say, preacher, I don't want to be tried and tested. You'll be a weak tree. Sap won't get up there and flow. Bible says the trees of the Lord are full of sap. You'll think the things you thought would kill you just makes you stronger. I got to hurry. That's point number one. Point number one is the sap heals the scars. Heals the scars from pests, pollutions, and pruning. But number two, the sap holds the strength of the tree. Not only it heals the scars, but it holds the strength of the tree. Trees, you've seen these? Trees start dying in the top of the tree. You know what that tells you? The sap ain't making it that far up there. The sap ain't getting that far. The tree ain't full of sap. They start dying off in the top of the tree. Hey, and let me say this. It has nothing to do with size. It has to do with sap. You ever seen in the storms like what we're fixing to have? Them big trees is what gets broke down. Them little sapling the tree, they're still green and they're still oozing with sap. Son, they'll lay, that wind will blow them plumb over to the ground when the wind stops blowing. Doop. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It ain't about size. People say, oh, look at me, I'm a big tree. Oh, you're the first one that'll start breaking. It's them little ones. It's full of sap that'll bend in the storm and bend right back up there. Why? They're full of sap. You ever tried to break one of them limbs off and it's still green, still got sap on it? You try to break it up, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. You're going to have to get you a cutter or something. Hey, man, holds the strength of a tree. Let me say this right quick. Let me say this. These scientists, they did an experiment. They made a big dome greenhouse. They did an experiment with these trees, and they planted these trees, and these trees got so big. But then when they got so big, they started dying out in the top of the tree. And they got to wondering, perfect soil, perfect fertilizer, perfect environment. Why are these trees dying in the top? We can't figure this out. We have made this perfect environment, and these trees keep dying out at the top. And they finally figured out, these trees have never been through a storm. They've never experienced strong winds. You have to understand, that's what they said, that when the winds blow through a tree, at the very top, it bends them limbs, and it makes those microscopic fibers start to bend and crack. And it sends a signal down to the roots, say, hey, we need a little sap up here. Need a little sap up here.
Yeah.
But in a perfect environment, when you ain't got any storms and no winds are blowing in your life,
Yeah. Oh,
you thought the Christian life was supposed to be just a perfect hunky-dory bed of roses. You'll start dying out on the top of your tree. You need a storm every now and then. You need the winds to blow through the top of your tree so the sap will be, say, hey, I'll be up there in a minute. And that tree will be full of sap. And the top of that tree will grow and flourish. Why? Because the storms that come through your life. The sap heals the scars. It holds the strength of the tree. Let me say this, the sap flows from the roots to the leaves. A lot of people are worried about the leaves of the tree, the outward appearance. Hey, let me just help you with something. You can't clean fish until you catch them. People try to clean fish without catching them. You can't clean a sinner until he gets saved and caught. When the Lord catches him, puts that sap on there, hey, that sap will straighten a whole lot of stuff out that probably the Holy Spirit probably don't need your help with.
That's right. Amen.
Some of these preachers, some of these fellas try to be the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what you need to do. Let me tell you what you need to do. Let me tell you how you need to do it. Just give the sap a little time, and he'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. That probably didn't go over too good. Some of you needed that. The sap heals the scars. I got to hurry. The sap holds the strength. But the sap helps the substance of the tree. The sap is what bears the fruit, brings fruit to the surface of the tree. The sap is what brings service. Hey, fruit comes naturally. When you get saved, it is natural for a Christian to produce fruit. The Lord is looking for fruit. Fruit is the future of any living thing. If you don't produce fruit, it will die. It will die if it don't produce fruit. A family that don't produce fruit, the family name will die off. A church that produces no fruit, it will die off. My friend, thank the Lord for the fruit that's being produced from this church and all of these kids that's running around. Hallelujah for them. And the fruit of a Christian is other Christians. Say, preacher, what about me? I don't produce fruit. Well, I can tell you what some of the time they do. If that tree don't produce fruit, they get them a shovel and a pick and a little thing down there, and they'll start poking around them roots. And they'll start putting some fertilizer down in there, and they'll start digging about it, and they'll dung it. Anybody know what dung is? Wonder why I ain't never corrected that archaic word in the King James. Wonder what they'd change that to. They'd dung around it, and they'd dig around it, and they'd put some water around it. Some of you may just need just some digging, some fertilizer. Say, where'd I get some good fertilizer?
Amen. Yeah.
That's pretty good right there. Because the Bible says the trees of the Lord are full of sap. Caused by storms. It heals the scars. It holds the strength, but it helps the substance of the tree. Now let me ask you a question today. Are you full of sap? Or are you a sap sucker? Are you this morning full of sap? Number one, are you a tree that belongs to the Lord? The trees of belonging to the Lord. You can't be full of sap unless you belong to Him. Number one, if you've never trusted Christ, your personal Savior, you need to trust Him and the sap will start flowing. It'll start flowing to areas you didn't know you had. It'll start, you say, preacher, I'm hurting this morning. I've been scarred this morning. You might want to get down here and just say, Lord, I know you're my roots. You're the root out of the dry ground. Lord, I wish you'd send a little of that sap up here. I need some sap right here in this particular area in my life. I've tried to fix it on my own. I've tried to straighten it out. I can't. And Lord, I'm leaving it right here at you. I'm asking you to send a little sap and heal the scars caused by all of these different things. Some of you may be in a room right now going through a storm. I know there's probably a storm brewing outside. I ain't understand that. I'm talking about a spiritual storm. A spiritual storm that, hey, have we not all been through those? Am I the only one? Haven't we all been through some of these storms in our lives? Lord, why? Are you trying to kill me? He says, no. I send the wind, the strong winds to the top of that tree. Makes that tree go back and forth like this. That sap rushes to that area. If you didn't have any storms, you didn't have any heartaches, you didn't have any hurts, the sap wouldn't flow to the top because you're in your little perfect environment. Hallelujah. I've been through some storms. In the dark of the midnight, how I oft hid my face while the storms howl above me and there's no hiding place. Neath the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Listen, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Let's all stand to your feet. Won't you come down here? Some of you need to get full of sap. Full of sap. Maybe you just need to ask God to send a little help, a little rescue, a little healing. You've been scarred from the pest, from the pollution. Maybe you're going through a good pruning in your life. God cutting out some things. That sap will run to the rescue. It'll help you. Join these that are here till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over. Till the thunder sounds no more. If you need to come, you say, preacher, I'm not a tree of the Lord. I've never been saved. I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. You can fix that today before you leave. You can trust Him as your personal Savior before you leave today. See how I do that? The Bible says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That goes for everybody in this room. That goes for everybody in Dyer County. That goes for everybody in the state of Tennessee. That goes for everybody in the whole wide world. Those of you that are saved, I understand. I go through stuff just like you do, but I can understand this. Maybe you don't need the sap right now. Boy, I sure do. Maybe it'll be tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday, Thursday or Friday this week. You got a little scar there. A little storm come through. A little pollution there. A little pruning there. You ain't got to wait till Sunday. You ain't got to wait till Wednesday night. Wherever you're at, bow your head and say, Lord, please, I need a little help. I need a little sap to run up this area, man. Would you help me? I'm telling you what, a bucket load of sap will come through your direction. It'll get you through times that you didn't think you'd get through. How many times we looked at people and said, how in the world are they getting through that right there? Because the trees of the Lord are full of sap. Amen. Keep me safe until the storm passes by.